I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. You may have heard about the disappearing manhole covers. You see, the price of iron has climbed so high that thieves have been stealing manhole covers and street grates and selling them on the scrap market. Thefts of other metals are also on the rise. The black market in copper is so lucrative that copper plaques have been stolen from graveyards and sold. The problem has gotten so bad in Australia, in fact, that authorities have launched a national advertising campaign to combat it. Peter Hadfield reports from Sydney.
Australia may be a land rich in minerals and one of the biggest global suppliers of copper, but a lot of the metal is now being obtained far from the mines. From railways, building sites, and electrical power lines, Australia's vast and largely unguarded infrastructure is proving a valuable target for metal thieves. Bob Debus is Federal Minister for Home Affairs. He says the situation is getting out of hand.
It can lead to power disruptions by shutting down electricity and water supplies and affecting train services and phone lines. In May of this year, in the Blue Mountains in New South Wales, people cut down 16 power poles and stole 4.2 kilometres of power lines.
New South Wales energy officials say one youth even tried to cut through an 11,000-volt power cable to get at the copper. Luckily for him, the cable wasn't live.
The problem is bordering on epidemic proportions.
Peter Price is head of Crime Stoppers Australia, a community organisation in partnership with the police.
Copper just happens to be a very highly traded commodity. It's also quite accessible from a thief's perspective.
Once stolen, the scrap copper finds a ready market, says New South Wales Assistant Police Commissioner Bob Waits.
Predominantly, most of the copper is ending up within organised crime, who are moving it overseas.
To counter the growing trade, copper producers are marking copper wire with tiny polymer microdots that can identify a particular piece of copper like a fingerprint. And Australian police are liaising with police forces in other countries to halt the smuggling. But Waits says the latest initiative is aimed at stopping the thefts at their source.
What we're really attempting to do at the moment is to lift the level of awareness of the greater community.
Stealing copper cabling from public utilities is not only dangerous, it's a crime, and not a...
The result is a national ad campaign launched last week. Police say a similar effort begun in New South Wales last year has cut copper thefts by 47% in the past 12 months. Crime Stoppers says other countries such as the UK and South Africa are taking an interest in the Australian campaign and may start anti-scrap metal theft campaigns of their own. For The World, I'm Peter Hadfield in Sydney.